Call the annual council meeting for October 26th, if everyone would stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands on nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, justice, for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, body, God, and mind.
We have roll call.
Vice President Brown.
Here.
President Chapman.
Here.
Mr. Clark.
Here.
Ms. Morris.
Here.
Ms. Rose.
Here.
Mr. Salters.
Here.
Mr. Sebring.
Here.
Mayor Yoakum.
Here. And at this time, we are going to recognize the French students and make them honorary citizens.
It's my honor to work here. I'm a member of the city's Board of Works with the mayor, and I'm also a member of the Vincennes Sister City organization. And so it's our honor to have the French students here. And what we'd like to do is present you a certificate making you an honorary citizen of Vincennes, Indiana. And some of us have been fortunate enough to visit your beautiful city, and it really is a gorgeous community, and I long to go back and see that again. And so I will mispronounce your names as best as I can. So, after you get your certificates, if we could have you stand up here with your certificate, and the mayor is going to also give you a pin, which is the official seal of the city. I'm sorry, it's official flag of the city of Vincennes, and it's noteworthy because it's red, white, and blue that traces both our French and our British heritage, and it also has fleur-de-lis, as we were founded by French Canadians. So we have a great French history, so we welcome you that. And then after we present those up here, we'd like you to come up and sit in the council people's chairs, and they'll stand behind you and take some pictures. And I understand from your teachers that you have a representative, one of the students, that would like to say something on behalf of your group. So they want to thank you, Mayor, so we're going to let them do that as well. So with no further ado, and I think in alphabetic order, Achille Bartholomew, Achille, correct? Good. Oh, Achille, if you'll stay up here. Stay up here by the bar, please. Maëlys Brion. Antoine Bergiot. <Of course. laughs> Bergiot. Thank you, Antoine. Oh, Antoine. Here. Pauline Camelon. Was that close? Villain Cordu. Yeah. Arlene Copen. That's probably not right. How do you pronounce? Kinza El Haddad. Kinza. Etienne Eskenazi. I got that one right. I got that one right. I nailed that one. Matisse Fitusso. Fitus. How do you pronounce last name? Sorry, Matisse. Fitusi. Fitusi. Matisse, right. Sohun Kim. Elith Cooperberg. Cooperberg. That's German and French, right? Justine Mendard. Laura Pihan. Laura? Mm-hmm. Tom Guy Sejourn. Like this. Cecile Zetun. Yeah. And then we have, those are our 14 students, and of course, accompanying them are their host parents and host students that have been with them. And then we also have two teachers that have accompanied the students that we'd also like to present with honorary citizens. I think Isabel has been here before, correct? Yes. Isabel Nobili. They don't give one to Isabel, and then we'll give you a pin later, Isabel. We've got to get to. Yeah. And then Christian Labone is new this year, correct? So Christian. Labone, of course. So one of the students wishes to speak for the.
Two or three
students. Please take the podium and.
Hello. So today I'm speaking on the behalf of every student here. So dear citizens of Vincennes, dear mayor, and dear host families, during the past few days, you have discovered your city and your country and a new lifestyle. We are proud to be now part of your culture and to have spent so much time with your family and with you in general. We have been given the opportunity, thanks to our teachers, to discover a new high school. Yes, that's important, a huge high school. In our city overall, you know, so a different country in general, because everything is different here than in France. And that's a chance that no much kids have in their lives. We have also been able to discover Halloween, autumn in America. Yeah, you don't think about it, but there's practically no Halloween in France, and that's just for us a mean to gather with people and love and have new friends. We are really grateful to, again, our teachers, Mrs. Nobly, Mr. Labone, and also Miss Query and Miss Hacker for all you've done to us. So, to sum up, thank you very much, everyone.
To thank a lot our host family and our teachers, because they make us feel like we're a part of family and at home. And I think everything the same. We are homesick, but with the families here, For them, we feel it like it's not hard because they always ask us if we need anything, if they are like our parents here, and we feel like friends now, I think. And thank you for all the children in life, because I think all of us are from now and we are not really friends before going to America. So it created a group, and I just wanted to thank Mrs. Mahoney. Mr. Lavi, because they were really cool with us, and I just love this trip so much, and I think everyone thinks the same, so thank you.
Go ahead. Why don't you go ahead behind him? Go ahead.
And all of the French students are waiting for the American students to come in France in June. Yeah, in May and June. So yeah, let's come in France.
Yeah, please have seats.
Scoot up to the table a little bit.
Okay.
We have the students in the middle.
Je suis le maire de cette ville. Rapprochez-vous.
C'est stressant.
C'est
mal regardé.
Arrête avec les photos. Il y a toute une question.
That's okay, I'm not running. Right here.
Alors, regarde Karen. Oh, my eyes.
I'm always so impressed by how fluent the French students are in English. It's very impressive. Certainly, you're welcome to stay out for the rest of the council meeting, but it's not required.
Voilà.
Start. Give them a minute to move out, or
let's give them a little time. Are they departing at this point?
I think so. I can go ahead and move on.
Why don't you tell him we're starting at 1 minute?
Okay.
Is your mic on?
I hate to be rude to him. To our guest.
Yeah, so we're assuming the meeting at 1 minute.
Mark's getting him out.
Okay, so he said he's
next is adoption of the agenda.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve the adoption of the agenda.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring to adopt the agenda as presented.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And the adoption of the agenda is adopted as presented. Next is approval of the minutes for the October 13th meeting.
I move that we approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Rose to approve the minutes as presented.
I'll call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And they are approved by a vote of 7-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances.
Mr. Mayor, we have a lot of Halloween activities in the community, and just like to remind everyone to put the safety of our children first, and please be careful as you're traveling about the community, and ask parents to also be on the lookout. We want a safe Halloween season.
Anything else? Not, we'll move to committee chair reports.
Mr. Mayor, I have two things to mention. One, the Committee on Public Safety and Health met after the last council meeting to discuss the Complete Streets program, and I will apparently we don't have it on the docket, but the committee gave a favorable recommendation to the council for the Complete Streets program. And also, I would like to submit this for the consideration of the council members. The fire department is in the process of fundraising for a fire rescue boat, And I honestly don't know how much money they have raised at this point, but I would like to propose that the council at least fund some of their efforts in purchasing this equipment. So that is just for the consideration of the council. Thank you.
Very good. As we approach the end of the year, perhaps we can review any remaining monies and see what we can do.
Mr. Mayor, I attended a solid waste management meeting this morning, and I have copies of the agenda, the minutes, and all the reports, if anybody wants to take a look at them.
Okay, any other committee chair reports? Now I'll move on to report of city officers. Seeing none, we'll move on to old business. First up is ordinance 36-2015, additional appropriation ordinance from Edit for $103,470.55. Your first reading was October 13th.
Mr. Mayor, I move we have a second reading of ordinance 36-2015.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Sebring to have second reading of ordinance 36-2015.
Ordinance 36-2015, additional appropriation ordinance omitting formal parts 1 and 2, total amount $103,470.55, all from Edit.
Okay, discussion?
Just a reminder, this is police cars, police radios, and also Second and Niblack bills for that intersection. And we did have a public hearing at 5:45, and no one spoke for or against.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Moores?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Yes.
And second reading of ordinance 36-2015 passes by a vote of 7-0.
Mr. Mayor, I move we have a third reading of ordinance 36-2015.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilwoman Rose to have third and final reading of ordinance 36-2015.
Ordinance 36-2015, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, contains section $103,470.55.
Discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Ms. Moores?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Yes.
And third and final reading of ordinance 36-2015 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is ordinance 37-2015, additional appropriation ordinance from Edit for $95,000. Your first reading was October 13th.
Move that we have a second reading of ordinance 37-2015.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilwoman Rose to have second reading of ordinance 37-2015.
Ordinance 37-2015, additional appropriation ordinance Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, Sections 1 and 2, $95,000 for Craig Park play equipment.
Mr. Mayor, let the record show that public hearing was conducted at 5:45 and no one spoke for or against this ordinance.
Where are we at in the process? I know we were talking towards the beginning of November or mid-November.
Yeah, I think the equipment may be here now and it will be installed in the next week or two.
Because right, we just got to tear down the old and then, right. All right.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Moores?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
And second reading of ordinance 37-2015 passes by a vote of 7-0.
I move that we have a third reading of ordinance 37-2015.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilman Sebring to have third and final reading of ordinance 37-2015.
Ordinance 37-2015, additional appropriation ordinance Common Council of the City of Vincennes, $95,000 from Edit playground equipment at Craig Park.
Discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And third and final reading of ordinance 37-2015 passes by a vote of 7-0. Moving to new business, first up is myself, KCDC service contract renewal. Just to bring it to your attention that it's time to renew our contract for next year. This is the $4,000 a month service contract that we pay KCDC for a total of $48,000 for the year. And before I send this contract to the Board of Works to be signed, I want to make sure that the money is going to be approved.
Would that be an item that would come to us by ordinance?
It will once I sign it, but I just want to make sure that you guys were all on board with keeping our service contract in place with KCDC.
I'd say bring that back to us by ordinance, and we will deal with that.
Okay. Next is ordinance 38-2015, amending the Vincennes Code of Ordinance, Chapter 156, Housing, Rental Housing Code.
Mr. Mayor, I move we have a first reading of ordinance 38-2015.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring, to have first reading of ordinance 38-2015.
Ordinance 38-2015, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, amending the Vincennes Code of Ordinances, specifically Chapter 156, Rental Housing Code, containing Sections 1 through 10, update the Rental Housing Code to comply with recent changes in state law.
Okay, discussion?
Mr. Mayor, I think it should be pointed out that as the city attorney has said, this is an ordinance to bring our ordinance into full compliance with the changes that resulted in the last session of the legislature. In no way does this ordinance change the longstanding policy of the city to, in fact, have a rental housing ordinance, and does not change the longstanding policy of the city that recognizes the need for a rental housing ordinance. It is simply a matter that due to legislation and the legislature that we had to make certain changes to bring us into compliance with that. So having said that, I think it is an ordinance that is needed. I think it's a program that's needed. It certainly has proved its value in the past, and I think will prove its value in the future.
Mr. Cooper, Mr. Rolgan, I remember we, all right, now it's on. When we discussed this last time, I remember the way this is set up is either you're a part of this, what we've set up as a city, and there's certain rules that you would follow underneath the city. I mean, the same state rules that you would follow, and you would pay a certain fee as a city, but you could opt out, but you would pay different, but you're still following the same rules. Am I under the right assumption on that?
Yes. One of the changes is right now they pay $20 annual for each year. And the state said, well, you know, we can charge now a registration fee of $5. Okay. And also the inspection, when it's due, it's $50 for the inspection. But it might be a two or three year, depends on how the unit is set up. The $50 inspection fee would be due at that 2 or 3 year cycle. It's not every year. And I think there's about a little over 1,800 units in the city. I think a lot of people got confused on the $50 charge. And that pays for Randy's salary, the fuel he uses, the computers, the paperwork, and just numerous other things that the cameras he uses, and that's where we came up with the $50 on it. You know, I think that is, a lot of people thought it was going to be $50 every year, but if your unit is like a 2 year cycle, well, into that 2 year or 3 years, that's when you pay for the inspection fee. And it's not going to be $50 every year for a unit. Also, the $5 registration fee, if it's a community, say a multi-unit, it's going to be $5 for a registration fee. If it's going to be a community, it's still going to be $5 for a registration fee. And also, they will ask for your name, address, contact numbers, email. If you got somebody that's going to overlook the property, we need that information. That way, we can get it to the central dispatch. If something would happen, they can look on there, and they'll have it on record. We need this program. You know, I know some people disagree with it, but we need it. There was two cities, and I mentioned this before, Lafayette and Bloomington were grandfathered in because they already had their rental program set up in 1984. So I don't know what year really this came about.
92?
Okay. So, yeah. And I'm going to make everybody a copy, all the landlords, a copy of this changes. So you can come to my office and get it. And so we need to start this on the registration fee. It's got to be by February the 1st. And that's the way the state set it up. So.
Anybody else have questions for Phil?
This is just a kind of a technical question. You said the registration fee was going from $20 to
$5? That's $20 for registration and inspection. Well, we can't do that. It's got to be for registration. It's got to be $5.
Uh-huh.
And then inspection, it's $50.
I need to shift over to Mr. Rolligan at this point. On section 4, letter E, it has the ordinance has delete $5 and replace with $20. Should that be reversed?
No. Which one is a notification of error?
Registration of rental units.
Yeah, it's
$5.
It's $5.
Okay, so
$20 marked off.
Okay, so the 20 this needs to be reversed on section 4 here. That's just a technical thing. Nothing.
Yeah, it's $20 marked out.
No.
Okay, so not on the copy I have.
We're talking about the red line version marked out.
Yes. Okay.
We were trying to put the red line version into the English version.
Okay. Okay.
That's section 4, letter E.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, just wanted to make sure that change makes it in there before the ordinance goes is finalized.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. That's all I needed, Bill. I'm sorry.
I think the red line has a grant, which
ideally will
represent
the American Legion. Okay, we'll catch that on second reading amendment. Again. This is not changes that was prompted by anything that you or the mayor or the council did.
No.
We think the program was operating satisfactorily as was, but the legislature got involved, and that then prompted us to make changes due to what they did. So, wish we had been grandfathered along with Lafayette and Evansville, or not Evansville,
Bloomington.
Bloomington. But be that as it may, I still think that the reason for this is quite valid. And I said before when we dealt with this ordinance that the reason that the city adopted the ordinance back in 92, it came after a tenant was lost in a fire. And there was some conjecture that that fire could have been prevented had there been proper inspection of rental properties at that time. And And anecdotally, I can also say that at the time prior to the adoption of this ordinance, it was not unusual to see even some warehouse buildings converted over to apartments. And there's nothing wrong with converting warehouses over to apartments, but I saw in, you know, with my own eyes some buildings that were converted without window exits. In other words, you basically had one exit from a multi-unit apartment, and you know it is to prevent that kind of abuse that this ordinance was adopted in the first place and should be sustained.
Any other discussion?
I just got one more question, Phil. I just want to make sure I understand this. It's $50 per unit.
Right.
I mean, some rentals have two or three units, and some have 50.
Right.
It's still $50
right, but
per unit.
It's everyone really sets it up on the cycle. It might, like, say, 2-3 years. Yeah, there's some also 4 years. And that's when it cycles up, when it's due for inspection, that is $50. So Ronnie's going to try to split them up, alternate them to where every year, maybe he'll do 30 or do 40 or whatever.
And I may be wrong, but I think your question is, as an example, Clark's Crossing.
Yeah.
Right.
Registration is $5 for that entire building.
Right.
Each apartment will have 50. A $50 inspection.
Thing. Right. $50.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And that can help out of it and get your own inspector, too.
Right.
You know.
Just make sure the reports are given to the city.
Right. And they'll still have to give us a report.
Yes.
But you can't be anybody employed by the landlord. It's got to be an architect or engineer, someone that's qualified.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor, there appears to be some members of the public in our audience tonight that may have questions or brief comments about this. And unless I hear objection from the council, I would think this would be a time that they could be heard. So, not hearing any objection, if members of the public would like to ask a question or make a brief comment, please do so by stepping up to the podium and give your name and address, and we will you'll hear from you.
Hi, my name's Tom Smith. My wife and I own Smith Rentals, 1902 North 2nd Street. The question I have concerning the $50 fee. First of all, I do believe that we need a rental housing process. We do need that, because there's too many out there that give the rest of them a bad name. But as Randy can testify, that on our inspections, I would pick him up at City Hall. We would drive around in my truck, and he would go through the inspection process. Am I correct? Okay. So that's the way we would handle things, because our business wanted to have a good relationship with the inspector's office. But as far as the $50 fee, we have an 8-unit building, which that would be $400 for that building when it is inspected. It takes a total of about 30 minutes to walk through there. $400 for 30 minutes? That's what I'd like to approach the $50 fee during the inspections. Because the Kennedys have an adjacent building that I believe has about 22 units or so in it. And if he would do ours and theirs at the same time, then what's the city charging, I don't know, $1,800 an hour for his time? That's the point I'd like to make. Thank you.
Thank you.
$50.
That's right.
So how many units you got?
Well, we have 62.
Okay.
There was 8 in that particular building. I'm just trying to make a point of
right. Well, he's taking 2 or 3 or 4 possibly when it's due.
That's still not clear though. I mean, we'll take
about the, it's still not clear about the $50. Like, we're all still saying, now wait a minute, what about this building? Is it a year? Is it two, three, or four? For instance, an eight-unit building, would that be yearly? This is the question that we have. An eight-unit building, apartment building, or a 20-unit, whatever. Mm-hmm. Is that a yearly, or is that 2 years? We still don't know the answer. We read it in the paper. We still don't know.
Well, right now, it might be a 2 year or 3 year.
What determines 2 or 3 years? Yeah.
On the old system, the houses were 4 years if they passed and everything was okay. Mm-hmm. But the apartments were like every year or every 2 years. That's a lot of money to pay every couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Well, you pay $20 for each unit. Okay, if you go a 2 year or a 3 year, I know what you're saying. I guess we can set it up where one unit can be the opposite, the unit every other year. Not do it all at the same time. We can set it up okay. That way.
I do have a question,
yeah.
Phil.
Okay.
What determines 1, 2, 3, 4 years? What determines that?
Yeah.
It's 3 years if they pass the 4 years. If the house is converted, then it's 2 years.
And I think that's what you were asking. What,
that's what they're asking.
How do I know if I have a 2, 3, or 4 year
mm-hmm.
inspection?
Again, this was not something that the city, any member of the city administration or council thought of. We were responding to changes in the legislature, period. They took away, ma'am, the ability to charge the $20 a fee. We don't have that as an option. When this was set up, it was always designed to be self-supporting. Now, in the legislature, in their infinite wisdom, took away one source of funding. We had no choice but to go to the source that they left us, which was the inspection fee.
Members of the city, if they had any idea, I have a great idea that I think should meet all the standards and won't cost anybody any money, but I bet you don't want to hear it from that.
Well, maybe you're out of order because you're not speaking from the podium as I requested. So if you want to speak, any member of the audience is welcome to speak, but you'll follow council rules and speak from the podium. I stated that at the beginning. It's been the policy of the city for a number of years. So,
I apologize. I should have come to the podium.
Fine. I'm just stating the fact.
But the point is, if this is about safety, and I want all of our tenants to be safe, and I'm sure all the other landlords do too. I'm sure they do. Why not fill out a form? Why don't the city make a form? You all sit down, make a form. Be real easy. I could help you. And what put on there what you require, a smoke detector. How many smoke detectors? One on each level and so on. Are all the windows intact? Is there a fire extinguisher? Is the house clean and in good order? Are the holes in the floor or the ceiling? Is roof leaking? And so on. What the inspector would look for. Now, I approached this council a few years ago, and the mayor, previous mayor, said something about, well, are you going to check for fumes in your furnaces? Well, you know what? I was like, well, I don't know. We don't do that on a regular basis, for sure. But you know what? In all of our inspections, after he said that, and everybody's like, oh, I bet they don't do that, they never have once. Not once. So, you know, he said that. So you guys don't do it either. But why don't you make up this form and then require all the landlords to keep this form on record. And any time the inspector wants to say, okay, Smith Rentals, produce these forms and show me that all your places are in compliance. And we have our tenants. Our tenants are fairly intelligent as anybody else. And they sign this form that says all these things are in place and are in, you know, in order. And then the inspector can call on any. They can call on the Kennedys. They can call on whoever, Cherokee. Say, produce these. Let's make sure everything's in order. And you know what? Somebody's probably going to lose their job because the city isn't going to have funds to pay for it. But if it's all about safety, that would take care of it. Don't you all, do you all have homeowners? Do you have your house inspected? Can't you tell in your own home if it's safe? Don't you hear that battery chirping when it gets low on your smoke detector? If you would have to use your fire extinguisher, you would know to replace it. And if you didn't, you would be putting your own self at risk. That's all I have to say. I really believe that it's about money and it's not about safety. Thank you for listening.
Anyone else wish to speak? If you do, come forward, give your name and address, and we will be glad to hear from you.
My name is Janet Ivers, and I own rental property in Vincennes also, and I want to speak against this ordinance because my husband died 13 years ago, and I'm kind of on my own, sort of. And it is really difficult for me to go through all these inspections, and I call it a bunch of BS. And I think, I agree with Candy, it's all about the money. And us landlords, and the Kennedys, and Marilyn, and the Smiths, and Jim Johnson, we're all responsible people. And we make sure our smoke detectors are working. We make sure that everything's in order. And, you know, we don't need this fee. And it after my husband died, I almost went broke. You know, I had to replace all these, I don't know what they was called. If a receptacle was 5 feet from the sink, it had to have a new thing. And I spent thousands and thousands of dollars of getting up to code. And, you know, all my apartments are up to code. And I am totally, totally against this ordinance. And it's wrong to put this kind of a fee on us. And, you know, I agree with the $5. That's fine. But all those other expenses and our time, it's awful. And it puts us in a bind. Oh.
Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak?
My name is Marilyn Bilski, and I have Bilski Rentals. And I have a house that I remodeled, and I spent a lot of money on it, and it's beautified. It's on the corner of 6th and Scott, and I've watched it, and I try to take care of it. But this $50 for each unit is breaking me. And the repairs, here we have a storm water bill we have taxes and insurance. You know, that's a lot to impose upon us to have this $50. And I want to know if that is every year, or is this every 3 years that you're going to be socking me for $150? Pardon? Inspection. Whenever the inspection. Would that be every 2 or 3 years?
Yeah.
4 years. It could be, but it may not be. Well, I think it's ridiculous, and I'm sorry, but it really bothers me that, and we have tenants now that it's hard to keep up with everything, and as I get older, it is more of a problem. So I appreciate the time to tell you.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak? Well, I'll just state the matter of procedure. The council routinely passes any ordinance on first reading. It has two more readings to go. Second reading is the first time that it would be able to be amended. So that's procedure. Again, I know it's been that there's a difference of opinion here, but believe me, there's no one in local government that sought these changes. This, if you have concerns about this, you should be contacting your state legislature member, because they're the ones that passed these changes that forced this on the city. Because it has been the longstanding policy of the city that this the enforcement of this ordinance be self-supporting, I think probably the only matter that we could do to address your concerns are to repeal the fees and probably stop doing the program, because we would then have to take on this expense on the general fund, and that has not been the policy of the city to do that, and I don't think that members would wish to do that. But I will say this, and I regret not saying this from the outset, and we stated this very clearly when this ordinance was adopted back in 92. We fully recognize that most landlords are very responsible, that most landlords have the interest of their tenants at heart, and that they do the extra work to ensure the safety of their tenants. At the time that the ordinance was adopted, that was not the case with all landlords. And I cite the example again of landlords that were converting warehouses into multifamily or multi-unit apartment complexes with one exit, one stairway. In the event of a fire where that stairway was blocked, every member of the building would have probably perished. I also saw rental housing or homes converted to rental housing that the upstairs windows, they took out the large windows that firefighters would have a chance to get in and rescue people, and it converted them to very small windows that it would have been impossible for a firefighter to rescue anyone. Members that lived in those tenants would have died if there had been a fire in those units. Again, we recognize that responsible landlords would have never done that. They would have never converted buildings into that kind of a rental housing situation. But in the absence of city regulation, that is what happened. And if we did not have this ordinance, I dare say that is perhaps what would happen again. In the competition for tenants, some landlords, not the responsible ones, will cut corners so that they can offer units at a lower cost and have a competitive advantage over the responsible landlords. And quite frankly, in a college town, that happens perhaps more than in other towns, because students are some of their primary considerations are saving money or not having much money. That's the reason Bloomington and Lafayette were among the first communities to adopt rental housing ordinances, and other communities around the state, such as Vincennes, followed suit. So, you know, in a perfect world in which every landlord was responsible and every tenant was responsible in terms of checking out the safety conditions of their rental housing, yes, we would not need this ordinance. We don't live in a perfect world. That's why we have speed limits. That's why we have police departments. That's why we do a lot of things in city government, because not everyone is responsible. So I continue to think that this is a needed ordinance. The fees were not something we dreamt up. You know, it was something that the legislature imposed on us. But once again, this will come back before us in second and third reading, and we can revisit it.
Once again, I mean, isn't there, like I said before, isn't there an opt-out to the ordinance itself? And then what would that...
You can do your own
instead. What would that resident then do if they opt out of the ordinance? I'm just trying to get my mind around this.
If they opt out of this ordinance, they can get their own inspector, which is going to be an engineer or a certified electrician or not, or a certified inspector or a architect. Anybody wants to opt out, they can. You know, they still got to pay without doing a registration fee. But on the inspection, they can opt out and hire somebody to do it. And if they do, then they got to show us, give us a report of the inspector's report. They can't be employed by the landlords. And so,
yeah. And the opt out rule, I mean, that's set by the state, right?
Right, yeah. Right. They can opt out.
And the schedule would stay the same for them, though, for all the properties?
If they opt out, I don't know. I can't answer that.
And do you know price range, what it would cost for somebody to opt out and to go hire somebody else? Does anybody have a general idea?
Well, yeah, if you're selling a house or you're getting inspected, they charge, I think, around $300 to $400.
Phil, I have one more question for you. Is there a formula that tells you if somebody's on a 1 year, 2 year, 3 year? I mean, what's the magic formula that tells you this unit here is on a 3 year cycle and this unit here is on a 1 year cycle?
Well, Randy, you want to answer that on that? That's the way it was set up when you guys approved it. 92, I guess. I mean, we didn't make all this stuff up, so. You know, I don't know if people don't like it, but you can opt out and get your own inspector, and, you know, that's your option, so.
Mr. Smith? I'd like to ask you, pick your brain a little bit, if I could. Certainly. Thank you. Let's take your, I believe you said it was an eight-unit apartment building?
An eight-unit building, yes.
Yeah. Let's take your eight-unit building as an example.
Okay.
With the registration and inspection fees, what are you paying now? A ballpark
fee? About $160 a unit on that, or $160 a year on that building.
$160 a year?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's all I needed to know.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Do you wish to say something?
My name's Jim Johnson. I've been here before. I just heard
about this recently. I've been out of town. In fact, I just got back from France. That was interesting. When I came in, those kids were here. I just got back Saturday morning from Vincennes, France, so I thought that was interesting. I keep hearing that it wasn't your idea to make the $50 fee. You said, so who legislated that then? Who came up with the 50? Did the legislature said you could only pay, you could only charge five, but did they set the $50 fee?
I can answer that.
Okay.
They said you could not charge a registration fee beyond the $5 or issue a certificate of habitability. And then they also went on to say that you could charge separately for inspections. So they delinked the combo pack meal deal that we had in place that was easily understandable, easily administered, to say, charge what it costs you if you do inspection. And I don't know if the $50 is the right number, but it, that has to do with all of your overhead expenses. This guy may take a vacation. This guy may have health insurance. I may have other things in that office that are not reflected in a 30-minute walkthrough quick inspection. But I hear both sides. So that number is not written in stone. That number is not mandated by the state. That number could be $100 per
inspection. So basically, just by the way, you decide you want it to be. Before, you were inspecting it for $20, and then all of a sudden it's $50. I don't know what we're going to do to make it $30 more.
That's not what I said. What I said was we have to, just like when public records became a big issue, they say, yes, you can charge the public for copies. Well, fine, I'm going to charge $500 a page, and that will dissuade people bothering states. They can't do that. There has to be a rational basis, a nexus between your cost of taking a person, paper, ink cartridges, photocopy machines, and you divide that over some number of copies, and it has to be based on your actual expense. And the city inspector and the inspector have come up with this number saying that these are numbers that we think it costs to do inspection. So it's not a made-up number. It has to be justified with the cost that I've talked about, that you have to dissect the budget. What's the car cost? What's insurance? All of these factors go into it.
You know, that's something I have to consider, too. That doesn't seem to be considered. When you got a landlord, I think the number was mentioned earlier, 1,800 units in Vincennes. It's kind of like the movie where you live on that wall. You are being laid. Landlords in this town. There is a tremendous need for rental property. And the more difficult you make it to stay in business, the less apt you would have, and the quality of the people who stay in it, it's going to diminish. We're going to get out eventually. You're going to run us out when it gets so cost, if it's not cost effective. People in this town now, the regular people who rent, it's very difficult for them to make their rent. Many times, and I'm speaking for myself, and I'm probably for some of the others too. If everybody would pay me the money that they owe and collect the rent, I could take another trip because it's staggering. So you write that off. You only have to pay a stormwater fee twice a year. If somebody moves out of their house and they have a water bill, they move out, they don't pay their full water bill, that portion comes back to the landlord where they have to pay the sewer portion. And it just goes on and on and on with the insurance and the upkeep part where it makes it so difficult. And this is like they've got a lot of tenants, a lot of people who rent. Some of them have to, some of them do it by choice because it's actually easier to call a landlord when something's wrong than it is to worry about fixing it yourself. But I tell you, I think the $50 is exorbitant. I've defined all the fine that we find. What if you charged everybody $50 one time to do one inspection, and from that point on, you do it on an as-needed basis or on a complaint basis?
Well, what we lose track of, I think, is the Bloomington Ordinance, which everyone refers to, didn't have to be changed. Go IU. The ordinance that we did in 1992, drafted by me, basically is the Bloomington Ordinance. But we should have been grandfathered in, and we wouldn't be having this discussion wouldn't be reopening old wounds. These are the same arguments I heard 23 years ago.
Was that the same one that was declared unconstitutional?
That's the same one that was declared constitutional, and not only that, an exercise of valid police authority to keep tenants safe. The Supreme Court said that ordinance, not only was it a good ordinance, it was absolutely necessary.
Well, I just got this article. I didn't even say this before, but there's one rule here that kind of sticks out. And different connotations to different people. But it states in here that Mr. Lambert found a loophole where he could charge more money than he wanted. And any time you find a loophole, it's better to use something to save dollars. You find a loophole to make more money or the same amount of money that we won't be able to get when legislatures stop the deal.
I will say this. I don't write those, and I've never found a loophole in life. We are following the ordinance and dealing and playing the hand dealt us by the state legislature, which says you cannot charge any more than $5 to register. So if you want to be a landlord in this town, you have to pay $5. Call that the kitty. You have to pony up $5 to play. If you want to stay in the game, there's an inspection fee, which is separate from registration, separate from occupancy, but a fee to recover the city's cost, not to make a profit, not to feather anyone's nest, not to put landlords out of business, simply a cost recapture number. $20 in a one package never probably met the true cost of the inspections, much like trash collection and other city services. We're not in private business. We're not competing with private business. We don't make a profit. This ordinance was always set up as a user fee, cost of doing business. And the other thing that we don't like to talk about, that fee can be passed on to the tenant. You know what you're going to do. They won't pay it. It's not fair to them. Those are the same arguments that we've heard before, and I wish we could have left this the way it was, but...
Well, it comes to the point where you know, one more straw is going to break that camel's back. You can't lose your tenant's rent. You're not going to get the rent that you are charging. Even though it's more fair and more deserving, it's still very difficult to collect your rent all the time.
No,
it's not an easy business, and you're making it harder every year. And the fee is one thing, but the amount of it is irrelevant. I think it's excessive. I think it is profitable. And I think it's just a little, I won't say gimmick, but it's another way of taking money from the people that you have a way of getting it. You know there's another way you cannot pay it. You have a government will go up, because if you don't pay this, I'm going to sell your house at a tax sale. So it's a lot, you have no choice. It's a lot of money, and my hands are tied. But let's face it, the fees are exorbitant, they're too high, and it's going to break our backs.
Well, what I've heard, and I went to law school, I'm not an accountant, some of the landlords will pay less under this new regime than the 20 flat year in, year out.
That's what I just kind of crunched the numbers.
This is not going to bring in additional money.
I read the word so in the paper, he said you still get the same amount of money that you got before. So it does come down to money. The money you had before, you will not get that now, and you're going to get that money back. So you come up with all these fees and different loopholes, whatever, whoever said it, it makes sense to me. But I understand, that's why I'm not going to argue. I know that you have to, you, that's the way it's going to be. I understand that, but I do feel like as a city citizen, as a property owner, should at least stand up and say what you think once in a while, even though it really doesn't have much effect. At least you got the guts to get up and say it.
If you've got, as Mr. Smith said, if you've got 8 units and you're paying $20 a year, that's $160, okay? If you're getting inspected every 4 years, then you're paying $20 for those.
That building would be on a 2-year cycle.
So one that, okay, what I was going on, the, I guess so if you're getting inspected every 4 years, you would be saving money under this proposal versus the old proposal, correct?
Yeah, $10 or so.
But you're still paying less, right, than you were, than you would be?
On a house, you would be paying less. You'd be paying $10 less on a house than on conversion, or you would be paying, I don't know, twice as much.
But if you were, say you, let me just use, for example, the Dale's Apartments on Main Street. That's not a conversion, right? So that would be every 4 years?
Yes.
Okay, so in essence there, you would be saving money because you're paying every 4 years instead of every 2 years. And on a building like that, if you've got 100 units, you're still paying $5 for the entire facility, right? Okay. All right, thank you.
Well, the intent is to raise enough money to sustain the operation of the rental office. It is not to make money. If we find that we're making money, we can revisit the fees, but it is not the intention that we're doing this to raise additional dollars above the base that we were before the legislature acted. We're just trying to fill the void that created by the legislature. So.
I'm Edward Kennedy from Alice Manor Apartments. Thank you for finally admitting it's about money. Thank you.
Okay, looks like everyone has spoke, so I would call for the question on first reading.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes, but I think we need to talk some more.
Well, first reading.
Mr. Salters?
Yeah, I agree with talking some more, looking at the thing in more detail, and I'm sure Phil and Randy will be able to talk to us and give us the information that we need. I do like the opt-out option. I need to read up more on that, and I'll go yes for now, but then we've got two more readings to go. So,
Mr. Sebring?
As it stands, no. But I'm willing to listen for changes.
First reading of Ordinance 38-2015 passes by a vote of 6-1.
Hey, Mr. Mayor, I move we approve claims totaling $739,755.17.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Councilwoman Rose, to pay the claims amount of $739,755.17.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Claims are paid by a vote of 7-0. We have nothing under miscellaneous.
Move for adjournment.
So we are adjourned.